Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
Yo, Ben, it's a wonderful day, Ben, because the trades are back 10 to 20 miles per hour. I wish they were 20 to 25. It's been so humid. And there's going to be a fabulous way for you to get out and play today. For instance, Wailea has a 10:30. Emerald has 11:50 at the beautiful Wailea Resort. We've also got Kapolei, web only, though, so I can't give you tee times at Kapolei. You've got to go online. Poipu Bay has an 8:30, a 9:30, 11 o'clock. And Bayview, your best value in golf on Oahu, has an 8:36, a 9:10, a 10:20, and an 11:30. So good morning, Hawaii and the world online. It's Saturday, November 7th. This is the Golf Club. We're available at radiogolfclub.com if you'd like to stream this live or listen to the podcast afterward. We're going to have some sunny conditions on the windward side, but showers are likely diminishing in the afternoon. On the leeward side, near Ko'olina, partly cloudy with scattered and morning showers in the morning and the afternoon. The high today expected to be 90 degrees, and the trade winds are 10 to 20 miles per hour. I've got a great show for you. Matt Adams is wrapping it up with a preview of the Masters. Mike May, he's on the Augusta Golf Trail. And Diana DeLucia, founder and CEO, editor-in-chief of Golf Kitchen, with a new ratings for private country clubs. And Jim Richardson, president, PGA of America. He's up first, and we'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Aloha Power Equipment. Two great locations, Sand Island and Waipahu, for all of your power equipment, life-saving generators, lawnmowers, weed whackers, and more. Aloha Power Equipment. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment. Futura Stone. Turn your home project, your paving project, your warehouse flooring into artwork. Specializing in natural stones like Brazilian quartzite, Aquapite on-site stormwater source control systems, interlocking concrete pavers, and now polished colored concrete floors. Futura Stone, only the best. And Creative Plumbing. Starting a new project from the ground up, taking on a complete renovation, replacing your high-rise wastewater system, custom home, townhouse, high-rise, warehouse, or shopping center. Call Creative Plumbing, because it's got to be done right. Creative Plumbing. And now, Danielle Tucker.
Bring him in. Yes, indeed. We have from the beautiful Scottsdale area, I think, in Arizona, Jim Richardson. That is Richardson, and he's president, PGA of America, senior vice president, business development, Troon. In his job at Troon, Jim Richardson is part of a team responsible for helping oversee the day-to-day operations of Troon's 435 locations, 470 golf courses, with properties located in over 40 states and 30 countries. And now today, as president of the PGA of America, he is also responsible for the best interests of the PGA of America's 29,000 men and women members, the largest sports organization in the world. The PGA of America was founded in 1916. Its mission is to grow the interest and participation in the game of golf and elevate the standards of the profession. Let's bring him in. Jim Richardson, President, PGA of America. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Welcome. Good morning. Thanks for having me on, Danielle.
Thank you. The last time we talked, you had just been elected Secretary of the PGA of America. And that was a great conversation. You have some ties to Hawaii. I know people, when I was posting on social media that you were going to be on the show, they said, oh, we remember him from Ko'olina. How many different places did you stop at working here in Hawaii?
Well, I worked at one facility at Ko'olina, as you said. I spent early part of my career for about 18 years working with Marriott and Ritz-Carlton Resorts. So I was very fortunate. They kind of moved me around the country, and I got to work in some great locations, and Oahu and Ko'olina was one of those. Still have some great friends in the golf business and hospitality business there. that we still stay in touch with. I actually was just talking to Scott Ashworth the other day on Lanai and Jay Hinazumi with Golf Concepts there in Oahu. So we stay in touch, and great friendships that we still have to this day.
It's beautiful. And, of course, you also worked in Wisconsin for a long time. So PGA of America hosting a Ryder Cup in Wisconsin, how special is that for you?
Yeah, that was a little bit different than living in Hawaii, no question. But, no, it was great. My family and I spent 11 years at Kohler. We were involved with the facilities at Whistling Straits and Black Wolf Run and got a chance to be involved in several major championships. But the Ryder Cup is such a different event. It's a worldwide sporting event with eyeballs from all corners of the world. Looking so forward to being back there. I know that the fans in Wisconsin will come out in droves, really support kind of one of their native sons and Captain Steve Stricker. It was unfortunate that we had to delay it by a year, but it was in everybody's best interest. The players' best interest, the health and safety of everyone involved, and really looking forward to the Ryder Cup being played again next fall in 2021.
Yeah. What is your role when the Ryder Cup is played as PGA of America president?
Well, hopefully not to screw anything up. It's probably the biggest thing, but it's really to try to, our organization is really works with Captain Stricker and the entire team on how best can we support them in that endeavor, right? We want to bring the cup back home. We want it to be here in the U.S. So really it's trying to work with Captain Stricker and the team, make them as comfortable as possible, make them sure they have all the resources that they can perform at their best. So we'll be there working behind the scenes. Hopefully you won't see us. It'll all be about the action on the golf course and doing whatever we can behind the scenes to help support Team USA.
And so that's wonderful. Now, perchance, do you already have your address to the public when one or the other team wins? Don't you have to say something special?
Well, not yet. We'll develop that. You know, a lot of that will be based, obviously, on what's going on in the golf industry, what's going on potentially at the world at large at that time, and then how the action unfolds those 3 days of competition. So we wanted to have the right message. But it's just such a great sport. Golf brings so many people together from so many diverse backgrounds. And yeah, I think that's one of the great things about the game. You meet so many interesting people and you create lifelong friendships, and the Ryder Cup helps develop that. And so we're really looking forward to hosting that again and being part of it next September.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, there's really, in my humble opinion, there was no way that it would be a Ryder Cup event without the 13th man, the spectators, the chanting and the fun that they bring in, their enthusiasm, their love for the game, their love for their country. It really just adds an element that you cannot replace with sound effects or anything. So I think you made the right decision.
Yeah, Danielle, it's such a great point. You know, the fans are such an integral part of that event. That, you know, really making sure that the fans can be part of it is really so important to the Ryder Cup.
I was thinking about, you've got 2 years ahead of you. And one recent president made growing the game on the junior level a big priority, establishing, for instance, the PGA Junior League, and the conversations about drive, chip, putt at Augusta National began. Susie Whaley, who was the president before you, Women in Golf and KPMG Women's PGA Championship, the Women's Cup, the inaugural Women's PGA Player of the Year, all of that. Most importantly, though, and certainly she didn't expect this, she took the PGA of America's 29,000 members through this pandemic, which is still happening. And there was a lot in the very beginning. She was on my show. We were talking about what everyone was doing to try to reach out to help the PGA membership, those who were laid off when the courses had to close, and in some cases still closing. What do you see as your role for the next 2 years? What would you like to accomplish?
Yeah, Danielle, obviously, we have golf professionals that are still going through some really difficult times because of the pandemic. Now, Hawaii being one of the states that was hit hardest with the restrictions on travel and everything that our professionals there are dealing with. You know, I'm really big on, I think our mission statement has not changed for our organization for over 100 years. And that's to serve and to elevate PGA members and to help grow the game. I really think it was written with a purpose to have our members at the forefront of that mission statement. And my job, hopefully, is to help drive as many resources and tools as possible that our members around the country can utilize to help be better at their jobs. If we can reach out and really partner with the 41 sections, the Aloha PJ section being one of them, and the professionals around the country, if we can offer better tools and more support so they can be better at their jobs, they're going to help grow the game in leaps and bounds. And if we're able to grow the game, it helps everybody that's involved with the industry. There's so many great golf professionals in Hawaii that are doing such great work. You know, individuals that really welcomed me when I moved there and are still leading in that area. Now, I think of Alex Nakajima at Kapalua and what they're doing, obviously, with all the eyeballs that are on the tournament every year. And you know, Kevin Carl, who's the president of the Aloha section at Wailea, and all the great work that they do. You know, when I first moved to Hawaii, the Castillo family was so welcoming and nice to me, you know, really introducing me to a lot of people and giving me a leg up when I started at Ko'olina. And I, you know, mentioned Jay Hinazumi and Westway Ohuo, the ED of that section. I mean, there's just so many great people there. I really feel bad for all the restrictions and everything that they've had to go through.
Yeah.
But I know they're all working hard and they're all getting back to normal. Business will start to grow again and the visitors will come back. And we as an organization just need to do whatever we can to provide more help, more resources, and more support to our members around the country so they can continue to do the great job of growing the game.
What do you think of what do you think that help and resources could be?
Well, it's some of it is help in financial resources, right, so they can continue to grow their programs or maybe add new staff members. Some of it is continuing education, the latest in teaching and coaching, the latest in player development, the latest in junior programming. Some of it's on the PR front. We need to trumpet more of the great work that PGA professionals are doing around the country and how they're really giving back to their local communities through those junior programs, through programs like PGA Hope, helping our Patriots everywhere, or through programs of where they're giving back all the charity events that they host and are involved with, giving back to their local communities. So it's giving more tools so they can be better educated and get new resources for the jobs that they're doing. It's more advertising and promotion of the great work that our PGA members are doing, in some cases financial resources back to the 41 sections like Aloha, so they can continue and build on the great work that they're doing today.
Yeah, now that our golf courses are open, of course, the ones that our residents go to primarily, we're seeing some courses closing, possibly not reopening for a long time. Do you see that on the mainland across the country?
Yeah, we're seeing that in different areas. I'm really proud of PGA members around the country that, you know, back in March and April came together and really helped work on a document and what we called Back to Golf. So that was the golf industry and PGA professionals working with political officials and state health officials throughout the country on, you know, showing them that golf could be done in a responsible manner. Now we are seeing some steps, having to step backwards in some cases as we see spikes. But we're going to continue that work with political officials, continue that work with health officials to try to get golf open as best we can. You know, I got an email the other day from Jerry Tardy with Golf Digest. He said that he had been talking to a top sports psychologist about what did he recommend to people during this time of the pandemic. He said, well, the two best things that anyone can do is get outside and exercise, and in a responsible manner, be with people and make sure you socialize. Well, both of those fit great with golf. I think that's one of the reasons why we're able to do open when a lot of businesses aren't.
Yeah.
But we need to continue to work with health officials and political officials to make sure we can keep golf open, and that can be a haven for a lot of people's both physical and mental well-being.
Yeah, we saw a lot of people coming back, bringing their kids out to get outside because they can't play soccer, they can't play softball, they you know, all team sports, football, can't do any of those things, gymnastics, but they can go out and play golf, and it becomes a family event. Or some of the girls and guys that are on high school and college teams, they're out taking advantage of the ability to go and practice on our golf courses, and it's the perfect environment to get some fresh air, as you said, get that good vitamin D in the sun, and just feel the green that's so important for us to feel well. You are also, of course, with Troon, and 470 golf courses properties in 40 states and 30 countries. How are all, as an overview, planet-wise, how is the industry doing with the pandemic? Are they feeling around the world like we are in the U.S., the same kinds of problems?
Well, overall, it's been healthy the last few months. We are seeing areas, obviously, that they're having to take steps backwards. Hawaii, as you stated, being one, we just had our counterparts from Great Britain and Ireland have to close their golf courses again in the U.K. So there are areas that are seeing spikes where golf is really being affected. In other areas of the country, we're seeing rounds of golf here on the mainland over the last 3.5 to 4 months are up over 20% year over year.
Wow.
Equipment sales are through the roof with golf balls and new equipment sales through the roof as well, too. Talking with several manufacturers recently, I was talking to the president of sales for Ping just the other day. He was saying how their pre-books, you know, for this next coming spring are some of the best that they've had in a decade. So overall, it's healthy and it's starting to thrive and get back a little bit closer to normal. But unfortunately, we have those areas that, like Hawaii, like UK, that are really taking steps backwards. So it's really difficult to see, and hopefully we'll be able to get out of that soon and we get everyone around the world thriving again through the game of golf.
Yeah, and the resort courses, of course, here in Hawaii have the most difficult time because they're connected to the golf course. And they're, you know, when the resort is closed, the course is a lot oftentimes also closed or very limited play with locals or the few tourists that come in, the few visitors that come in to play golf. So it's a real balancing act, and it is amazing to see how upbeat all of our PGAs are. Can you, for our audience, tell us the difference between a PGA and a PGA Master?
Well, PGA Master Professional, we have ongoing education through our system. Once you become a PGA Class A member, which there's education you have to go through to qualify to become a member, once you've reached that level, we have other steps that you can take. You can be specialized in a certain part of the business. You can get certified. And our highest designation through our ongoing education is a PGA Master Professional. For those that may not be golfers, it's like getting your master's degree. So it's a very select few individuals that have gotten to that point, but it's our highest designation through our education program. So we're very proud of those individuals kind of leading the way in both teaching and coaching, operations, as well as executive management. So we are revamping right now and looking at our education system, always updating it, making sure, again, that we stay as relevant as possible so our PGA members have the best tools to be the leaders at their facilities around the country.
Marvelous. So are you coming back to Hawaii to visit anytime in the relatively near future? I hear you maybe next year.
Well, Danielle, I'm so disappointed. I was really looking forward. My family and I actually were going to come out for Thanksgiving, and we were going to participate in a Aloha section, PGA meeting and hospitality function there. But with the restrictions and everything else that has gone virtual versus being in person, and with the restrictions of traveling and our daughter being in grade school, unfortunately, we had to postpone the trip. So we moved it to next year, have it on the docket again, but hopefully it's not a full year until we're able to visit Hawaii and all of our friends in the Aloha section. So we're hopeful to fit something in the schedule maybe this winter or this spring, and we do, we'll make sure that you're aware and love to be on the show again.
Oh, I'd love to have you on the show again. So much to talk about. Jim Richardson, President, PGA of America, Senior Vice President, Business Development, Troon, thank you for being on the show. A pleasure talking with you.
Danielle, thanks for having me on again. I really appreciate all you do to promote the great game of golf. So thank you so much.
Thank you, and aloha. We're going to come back. We've got Mike May. So Augusta National, right? You think, well, I really can't afford the ticket. The ticket prices are very expensive, and you've never won the lottery. I keep entering the lottery. I keep getting the, I'm sorry, you have not won any tickets this year. Try again next year. So I'll probably, you know, be in my hundreds by the time it says, oh, you've won the lottery. But there are ways to go to Georgia and see Augusta. Actually, you probably don't want to really see Augusta. It's not much. But what the Augusta National membership is doing around Augusta, you might be able to afford to go to a practice day, or maybe you could go to the par 3 day on Wednesday. Those tickets are affordable, and you'll see a golf course that you don't see on television. When you walk in through the gates at Augusta, you are absolutely taken by the grass, the thickness of it. You are taken by the elevation changes that you can't see in two-dimensional television. And then you walk the course and you say to yourself, thank goodness I don't have a golf bag on my back, because it's challenging. It's in a bowl and you're going uphill, you're going downhill. It's beautiful, and it's quiet, and it's serene, and you're there when there's not huge crowds of people. So I really recommend that you go. But if you're the guy, well, what for one day I can't go? Well, how about the Georgia Golf Trail? So many beautiful golf courses on the way. You could rent like a camper and make it a journey. Mike May is golf and travel writer, and he is also project manager for R2 Innovative Technologies. They provide scoring infrastructure and support for the LPGA golf tournaments. He's going to be with us after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
After 35 years in business, Aloha Power Equipment is moving to a larger location. Now it's all gotta go. Shindaibu and Maruyama up to 25% off. Honda lawnmowers starting at $329. Honda EU2200i generators for $999. All fuel, oil, and lines 25% off. Save big on used equipment, unclaimed repair jobs, display stands. Everything must go. Aloha Power Equipment's moving sale. The month of September. Come early for the best selection. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Aloha Power Equipment, Sand Island and Waipahu.
What's worse than living with constant pain? Not doing anything about it. Back, neck, hip, knee, all things chronic pain. Who do I see? Dr. Jonathan Carlson at Hawaii Pain and Spine Clinic on Oahu, where the Aloha spirit meets innovation and patient care. Dr. Carlson is a double board certified pain specialist. Call 452-1379 now. Don't spend another hour in pain. Go to hawaiipain.com for more information. Call 452-1379, 452-1379 for an appointment at Hawaii Pain and Spine. Reclaim your life with Dr. Carlson. Were you just a little inspired to go out and play a round of golf? A Bayview golf course is really fabulous. And they're working, Eric Onodera and his superintendent of golf, they are working a lot to bring it back to the way it was when Dean Wilson was practicing on the golf course as a kid and honing his skills. If you'd like to get out and play a round of golf, 836-910 1020, 1130, those are some tee times that are available. A number to call, you have to make an appointment, a reservation, and the number is 247-0451. That's 247-0451.
While the tourists are away, Waikiki hotels are renovating. Ross's Appliances and Furniture has scored big and is passing the savings on to you. Hundreds of items, beautiful high-end tropical furniture, dressers, nightstands, desks, chairs, koa-framed art, banana leaf mirrors, and much more, all priced to sell fast. Ross's even has desks for your distant learner at home. Ross's on Mokawea Street in Kalihi. Ross's open 7 days a week from 8 to 6. Ross's will save you hundreds of dollars, and we guarantee it.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
Mike May, golf and travel writer and project manager for R2 Innovative Technologies. They provide scoring infrastructure and support for the LPGA golf tournaments. We're getting ready for the Masters tournament at Augusta National this coming week. No spectators, so I wouldn't be able to go. No par 3 contest. That's when I went walking the entire course while everybody, I mean, it was amazing. But there is a fabulous field, and the beauty of Augusta National with the television doesn't really capture. One day you'll have to go. Even on a practice round day, it's a fabulous day. But Mike May is going to tell us about some of the gorgeous Georgia Golf Trail courses on the way to Augusta National. We can't play that course, of course, wish, but there are many we could play driving to Augusta. Welcome into the clubhouse, Mike.
It's a pleasure. I could not have given myself a better introduction, and the Georgia Golf Trail awaits everyone around the world. There's more to golf in Georgia than Augusta National and East Lake, that's for sure.
And now I'm following, of course, Mike May underscore golf on Twitter, and he's doing a lead up to the Masters, taking you. So we're going to start with Wallace Adams Golf Course. Now, you're going to help me with the pronunciation. I can do Hawaiian, but Little Okmulgee?
Little Okmulgee? So they just call it Little O. Little O. Anyone can say Little O because that's the place to go.
That's an estate park in McRae, Georgia. Tell us about the Wallace Adams Golf Course.
It's off the beaten track. It's worth making the trek. It is just a gem of a state park golf courses. The state park golf courses in Georgia are fabulous. This place is about an hour and a half south of Augusta, and literally, you stand on about half a dozen of the tees, if not more, and you're looking out and you see pine straw on the rough, you see bright green fairways, you see meticulous greens. They call it Little Augusta, and you'll understand when you get there. The only thing missing are the cameras from CBS and a few thousand patrons. It is a jewel, and it's like what they charge. They should charge double, but it's a little bit off the beaten track, southeast Georgia, McRae. They have great barbecue in McRae, and the golf is just wonderful.
Then there's Jekyll Island Golf Club. This is a 63-hole destination?
Yes, we've got three 18-hole courses as well as a 9-hole course. One of the the oldest golf course in Georgia was built right there on Jekyll Island, which was one of the original homes of the rich and famous. The Federal Reserve was founded on Jekyll Island.
Wow.
You must stay at the historic Jekyll Island Club Hotel. Anywhere you've got four golf courses, that's a real one-stop destination. You've got four golf courses in 4 days, that's your trip. So Jekyll Island is fun, and it's very convenient.
A lot of history there.
Lots of history. So if you like history, go to Jekyll. If you love golf, stay at Jekyll.
Right. And what's the Wharf Restaurant?
The Wharf Restaurant is part of the Jekyll Island Club Hotel. It stretches out into the intercoastal, and the view to the west, as you see the setting sun, is maybe slightly better than the quality of the food, and the seafood is exceptional.
Wow. And you say this is close to St. Simons Island?
Yes, it's they're connected by a causeway, so it's literally 15 minutes down the road, if not fewer. And it's part of those southeast Georgia islands that attract. I know Davis Love III lives on St. Simons.
Yeah,
and
you've
got a lot of professional. Zach Johnson's one of many golfers who play at Sea Island, and that's also part of the Georgia Golf Trail.
Yeah, Sea Island is too.
Yeah, so it's. Again, there's so much great golf stretching from the seashore in the southeast to the mountains in the north. I don't think many states have the diversity of courses, with maybe the exception of California and possibly Hawaii, as Georgia does.
Now, could I take a camper and just, you know, go from place to place to place with my, so I can drive it?
Oh, yes. It's easily drivable. You may want to maybe just focus on a section, the southeast section along the I-95 corridor, which stretches from Jekyll Island up just north of to Savannah. That's, you've got more golf than you can shake a stick at right there, and enjoy the history and the great restaurants of Savannah. And all those golf courses are not very far away. So you can sort of drive and stay, just stay on I-95, fly in and out of Jacksonville or Savannah, and you've got a marvelous trip.
Well, let's go to Savannah. Is it Sapelo Hammock Golf Club? You're going to have to tell me.
Sapelo Hammock is actually between Jekyll Island and Savannah. It's south of Savannah, north of Jekyll. It's a little bit to the east of I-95, but it's on the way to Savannah, and it's where you see deer roaming the fairway.
Those are the pictures that you have on Twitter. you said there's a lot of wildlife. Is there a lot of, you know, gators?
Yes, you'll see a few gators, but I've been in the Southeast for a long time. Gators don't want to bother you. You don't bother them, they don't bother you. But it is interesting to see gators living in the water or sunny on the bank. They won't go after you unless you're silly and antagonistic. But they do live in the wild in Georgia and in South Carolina.
Yeah, and if your golf ball goes close to them, just that's, you know, out of bounds.
Well, actually, there's a rule in the rules of golf that if the ball's near a dangerous situation or an animal, you get a free drop. So take the free drop. And let you go get the ball later when the alligator moves. But I've seen balls near alligators. You just don't even bother.
No, I wouldn't. No. I like this one. This is a golf course that was designed by Bob Kupp and Sam Snead. I didn't realize Sam Snead designed courses. The Club of Savannah Harbor.
Yeah, and it's hosted the Liberty Mutual Legends of Golf 14 times. That enough is evidence that and I played that course a couple times. It's just a joy. And if the senior PGA Tour goes, the Champions Tour goes over 14 times, there's a reason why they go there.
Yeah, the Club of Savannah Harbor. Doesn't that sound great?
On 17, I hit a three hybrid within about 18 inches. It was tracking the pin the whole way, and it just fell short, and I knocked it in for a two.
Wow. Don't we all have those stories? Isn't it wonderful? You can remember those really good ones.
Oh, God. You'll never forget them. And I had an eyewitness, had it gone in. It was Doug Hollinsworth, who's the founder of the Georgia Golf Trail. So he didn't give me the putt, and I didn't take it. I said, I'm going to knock this in, and I did.
Absolutely. No way. I would want to do that, too. Tybee Island, so famous, and the beach there. So this would be on the way to the Frog Golf Club. You could stop at the...
Well, there's a bit of a drive from Tybee Island is considered Savannah's beach. So if you go to Savannah, you want some beach time, you go to Tybee Island. Golf's not really an option there, but you go for the seafood and the sandcastles and the surf and the sun and just a little getaway day.
Yeah, sure. But see, yeah, you'd want to have those. If you're going to be in the region, you'll want to see things that, you know, you see in movies. It's always the center if something's filmed in that area. So what is the Frog Golf Club?
Frog Golf Course is it is like the first cousin of Augusta. It's about 45 minutes west-southwest of Atlanta. It's in Villarica, Georgia. I played there a couple times. You play there late in the afternoon in the fall and the spring, or even the summer, and you see the shadows, and you hear the birds chirping, and the way the course is designed, you've got loblolly pines everywhere. It is, if you were blindfolded, you'd think you were standing at Augusta National.
Wow.
It is an amazing atmosphere. It's stunningly serene, and it's the real deal, and it's a wonderful golf course, and I believe Reese Jones designed it. It's got to be one of his best.
Wow.
And they call it the Frog because if you look at the design of the golf course from the sky, it looks like in the shape of a frog. That's what I've been told.
That's and thank you for explaining that because, you know, the frog.
It's like,
yeah.
Who goes to play golf in a place called the Frog? But you go there, it's like, this should not be called Frog. It should be called simplicity or serene, or it's magical. It's like, wow.
Yeah. That's how I felt when I was at Augusta National on the golf course. It's magical. And the pine trees would give you that feeling too. And now, do any of these courses sell pimento sandwiches?
I think if you call in advance, they'll make it available. And if they can't, they will tell you where to go to find one that's as good as Augusta. So it's in supply, and in fact, I've got a recipe for a pimento cheese sandwich that I'll be posting in a few days to Twitter and Facebook. That's part of what I'll probably post that next Wednesday.
Okay, and Facebook, you are. What is your name on Facebook?
It's Mike May, and I'm easily found. And again, it's Mike May_golf on Twitter. And again, most of my Twitter feeds are voiceover videos. I've got some background in broadcasting, so it's one thing to see a picture, but, you know, tell me about it. And so I try to reveal everything in 15 to 29 seconds.
Okay. So at you say go eat at Dillard House at the Sky Valley Country Club in North Georgia.
Yes. Sky Valley is one of the places where people in Atlanta and Chattanooga go for a summer escape from the heat.
Mm.
if you like the great outdoors, camping and backpacking and walking in the hills, surrounded by the mountains of North Georgia, and only go to Dillard House if you have a big appetite. It's family-style serving. It's been around for nearly 100 years. I've been there a couple times. The food is true Southern cuisine. And don't worry about calories. Just worry about the getting there with an appetite. Otherwise, you're wasting your time. And it's family-style for breakfast, lunch, and dinner every day of the year.
Wow, that sounds delicious. What's a good breakfast in Georgia?
Well, you've got to have cheese grits.
Cheese grits?
And cheese grits are a necessity. They're probably more important than hash browns.
Okay.
They probably like 3 eggs over easy, a couple rashers of bacon, whole wheat toast, again, cheese grits, and they serve great coffee. So you will never walk away from the Dillard House hungry. You will walk away with leftovers.
So
and if you don't, you're wasting your time.
So after breakfast, I'm going to have to go on those hiking trails because
you have to. Otherwise, you could not eat 3 meals a day at the Dillard House unless you exercise or play golf in between.
Thank you. Now, this one piqued my interest. Callaway Gardens in Pine Mountain?
Yes. It was opened. There's 2 courses there. There's Lakeview and Mountain View. Lakeview was first, and Mountain View came second. It's been the host. It was the host of the Buick Challenge back in the 80s, 90s, and early 2000s. And again, it was a multiple venue. I remember reading about Callaway Gardens growing up in Indiana, and I thought it was just a magical place, and it is. It's one of the my favorite resorts in the entire country. And when Eli Callaway had the golf courses designed, he said to the architects, when you design these golf courses, if a golfer looks up early, I want them to see a pretty picture. And, of course, the saying is if you look up early in a golf shot, you'll see nothing but a bad shot. Callaway wanted people to see a beautiful situation. It is so magical there that I've written a story just about the flora and the fauna of Callaway Gardens without even talking about the golf course. And again, the PGA Tour was home there for a number of years, and there's a reason why they went there, and I'm sure they'll go back there one day in the future.
Now, the flora and the fauna, you wrote about it. What is it like at Callaway Gardens?
Well, it's every imaginable reptile and insect. The butterflies are in bountiful supply. In fact, I posted a picture of a butterfly that I caught on the side of a water cooler there. It's the birds and the number of species that call home to that part of western Georgia, Pine Mountain, are in the hundreds, and they all love staying at Callaway Gardens. If I was an animal or an insect or a fly, I'd want to live at Callaway Gardens, too.
Or a human.
Or a human, yes. It is, again, I would rank Callaway Gardens as maybe my most favorite American resort for everything that you can do with there's tennis and there's boating. There's birds of prey to watch. It's beautiful gardens. For the complete experience, there's no place better than Callaway Gardens.
Wow. Well, we're gonna end there on our journey, but it does continue on Twitter. So you have to go to Mike May_golf. It's easy.
You got it.
And don't worry about, a lot of people still have these anxieties about Twitter. It's who you follow. Nobody's going to attack you. You just you follow news outlets. You follow somebody like Mike May_golf. You get all these fabulous stories, and you see these beautiful pictures, and you have a wonderful time. Now, let's go to Augusta National. You've been inside, obviously.
Yes.
So let's talk about the dinner. Now, Tiger Woods, by the way, and just in case, you forgot, Tiger Woods is the defending champion. Yeah, it's been a long time since we had Tiger win that, and now he is defending in November at Augusta National. And he is responsible. When you say that he chooses and hosts the dinner, he's not paying for it, is he?
Yes, he is.
Oh, I did not know.
I believe he does. He picks the menu. But, if I were to win Augusta, I would love to pay for the next dinner.
So, and they all get together there, socially distanced this year, of course, and enjoy, the winner buys. Who started this?
It started back when I think Gene Sarazen was one of the early hosts of the dinner, so to speak, and then it went to Sam Snead. Now Ben Crenshaw sort of runs things, but I'm not sure exactly. I need to find out when that began. Probably had to wait a few years. Horton Smith, had he won, he would have hosted next dinner in 35, and he'd been the only one there.
Yeah.
Because there was only one turn. So they had to wait. It probably didn't take place until the 50s, I believe.
Well, do you remember when Tiger Woods in 98 had cheeseburgers, fries, and a milkshake for dinner?
I remember that, yes. That was very popular. Now, I do, for those players who don't want to have one of the unique dinner selections, they can always have a steak and a baked potato and a salad. So that's always a standard option.
Oh, so in case you don't like Vijay Singh's curry that he had.
Right.
Right. Or the elk and wild boar that Mike Weir had. Then you can say, you know what, that's a little too exotic for me. I'm going to go with something really, really basic. Well, that's
I think they have a sirloin or a fillet for them.
That's good. All right. What do you mean by, let's see, and I'm reading off of here, the plaques that are there's an Arnie's plaque and a Jack's plaque.
Yes. I'm actually not looking at that particular, but I've read that. Of course, I wrote the article. But, yeah, there's plaques on there to commemorate the fact that Nicholas is the only 6-time winner and Arnie was the first 4-time winner of the Masters.
That's nice. Yeah, Arnie's plaque, you write, is a bronze plaque, and it's, you know, must be beautiful. Everything by invitation only. It's interesting how the Masters, you can earn your way in by winning on the PGA Tour. It has to be the primary event. If there is a secondary event of the week, like a WGC is being held, and there's something else on the PGA Tour, then that second place, so to speak, that lower tier, they don't get to go. But the WGC winner gets to go. Just out of curiosity, who is Ray of Ray's Creek?
He is actually a gentleman. Again, I should have brought my script with me, but
it's okay.
He was, I think, an old explorer or a longtime resident who lived in the general area. But he was the one that I think he lived up the creek.
Okay,
and so he.
I've got it for you right here. I'm going to let you. Yeah. Ray's Creek, 11th, 12th, and 13th, of course, Amen Corner, named after John Ray, who died in 1780. Ray's house was the farthest fortress up the Savannah River from Fort Augusta. Now, see, I didn't realize that we had all these forts in this area. His house kept residents safe during Indian attacks when Fort Augusta was out of reach. So that was John Ray, and he had his fortress on the Savannah River. Wonderful, wonderful. You have so many. Who are you picking this year? Have you gone that far?
I
know it's hard.
I'm picking Brooks Koepka.
You're taking Brooksy? Oh,
yeah.
My. He's still trying to get his game back. He just came back. He's right now, he's 20 to 1. John Rahm and McIlroy are 12 to 1. DJ's 14 to 1. And he's playing really well, despite what he went to. Xander is 14 to 1. I'm kind of leaning toward, I'm not sure.
But I think a sentimental favorite might be Dustin Johnson, just because he's been so close, and he's won the FedEx Cup this year. And DeChambeau, he's blasting it a far away, but can he position those wedge shots below the hole, and can he overcome the nerves that are naturally going to happen?
Yeah, that's all a good question.
It's anyone's guess. I think there are. But I think Brooks is coming in under the radar screen.
Good
as
job.
Much as he's a prominent player, he's been injured. He's playing at Houston this week. He made the cut, and I think he'll reach another gear. And he wouldn't be out there playing in Houston if he wasn't at least well enough. And nobody's talking about him.
Yeah,
about
well,
a year ago, that's everybody was talking about him. But they're talking about DeChambeau and Johnson and Morikawa, who won the PGA.
Right.
They're talking about Tiger. Can he do it again?
Right.
Brooks is off the radar screen, and I think he's poised, and he wants to let people know he's had an ailment, but he's back.
Okay, so I can't say who I'm actually, hoping wins because it always jinxes people. But this guy could make his career grand slam if he wins, and he's had such, he's a great guy. He's played there. He was up at the cabin, way out of bounds, and looking forlorn. Do you remember him?
Do you want me to say who it is?
No. It's a pleasure. Mike May, golf and travel writer, project manager for R2 Innovative Technologies, which provides scoring infrastructure and support for LPGA golf tournaments. Thanks for being on the show and taking us on
a trip. It's a pleasure. Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Aloha. We're going to come back. We've got Diana DeLucia. To me, it's like a new Michelin rating for private country clubs. But she'll tell me right after this. We'll be back. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
After 35 years in business, Aloha Power Equipment is moving to a larger location. Now it's all gotta go. Shindaibu and Maruyama up to 25% off. Honda lawnmowers starting at $329. Honda EU2200i generators for $999. All fuel, oil, and lines 25% off. Save big on used equipment, unclaimed repair jobs, display stands. Everything must go. Aloha Power Equipment's moving sale. The month of September. Come early for the best selection. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Aloha Power Equipment, Sand Island and Waipahu.
The Bayview Golf Course in beautiful Kaneohe is Hawaii's best value in golf. Perfect for a group of friends, business clients, a party, or a tournament. Try our new double-deck Top Tracer driving range, located on Kaneohe Bay Drive, minutes from town. Go to BayviewHawaii.com now or call us at 247-0451 extension 1 to book your round. There's good grinds and drinks upstairs. Bayview, your new home away from home. Check BayviewHawaii.com.
Got a disaster in your business, high-rise, or home? Call MD Restoration, 24/7 emergency and disaster restoration service. We are totally COVID compliant. Floods, dirty water cleanup, fire damage repair, mold remediation, smoke damage, asbestos abatement, carpet and upholstery cleaning. Call 528-3434. We're also a licensed general contractor, insurance company experts. Need help now? MD Restoration takes the stress out of your disaster. Get MD cleaned now. Call 528-3434.
Does your golf swing have a hitch in it? Want to learn the finer points to play better? Get the fun back in your game with coaching by Master PGA Teaching Professional Claude Brousseau, Director of Instruction at Wailea Golf Academy, a Golf Channel Academy. Claude, a two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, will simplify your game. Scratch golfer or just beginner, you will improve immediately and get fast results. Call Claude at 808-856-9458 or email cbrousseau@waileagolf.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-856-9458. And have fun counting your birdies.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
Diana DeLucia, founder and editor-in-chief, publisher, Golf Kitchen. It's a lifestyle, semi-annual magazine, coffee table books, and its focus is on private country clubs. Very nice, exclusive private country clubs. Welcome into the clubhouse, Diana.
Aloha, Danielle.
Hey, you know what? Was I kind of on the ball when I said it? It feels like you're creating a Michelin rating for private country clubs.
Well, we're trying our best to keep it as authentic as possible. It wouldn't be like a Michelin because general public can't really go to the
club.
Or get. So we need to keep it extremely authentic production so that we're taken seriously.
Oh, absolutely. No, I take this completely seriously. And to me, you know, at least in Europe, that particular designation told you a lot about the establishment you were going in or becoming a member of. And anytime you're going to become a member of some place and you have a high ranking in the culinary world, that just adds to the, you know, reason for you make a decision to put down your money and becoming a member. So the private golf and country clubs are going to have to pass rigorous series of protocols. And when you say rigorous, amenities, descriptions, goals and initiatives, budget, ACF and similar professional certifications, sommelier certification, the awards and point of interest, Bar Smart's advanced certifications, wine lists and menus from each location, training manuals for different areas, cocktail programs, serve safe certified community service and charitable endeavors, environmental practices, leadership and mentoring programs, member guest and team member satisfaction, tenure of executive chef and culinary leaders. All of those go in to be reviewed when the club submits for certification. Is that correct?
That would be correct.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And I don't think this is a first of its kind.
Yeah, it definitely is. We had the idea back in 2015, but the timing wasn't right. And as you know, I've been talking to you for almost 10 years. And remember when we first started reviewing the culinary side of private clubs, it was really not, you know, it wasn't really big back then. It was, you're really challenging to find clubs that had great chefs. But we did. But then once we launched the Golf Kitchen book at Wingfoot, that's when everything started to take off. And then I noticed that clubs all across the globe are now building new kitchens, state-of-the-art kitchens. Their culinary teams are on point, and it's improving the industry as a whole. And I really feel that with the momentum of having the Culinary Excellence Awards in the industry and now a certification, I really feel that that is going to improve the culinary side of private golf and country clubs overall, whether it be a private, small private course or a large resort or a country club. And even the public courses, I do believe it will, you know, just kind of like if you go back to the restaurant days, when the big chefs came in from France, like Eric Rappert and Joël Robuchon, I mean, they turned around the whole food industry. And that's how I see, you know, the Golf Kitchen, the certification, the Culinary Excellence Awards. I really feel it's going to do that to the golf industry if it's not already.
That's wonderful. And I'm looking at your inaugural certified clubs, including Sabonic Golf Club, Royal Ponciana Golf Club, Addison Reserve Golf Club, Richland Country Club, Glen Arbor Golf Club, Liberty National Golf Club, Greenwich Country Club, Naples National Golf Club. Those are just the first of the private country clubs that have this culinary certification. And then, of course, it also elevates the Golf Kitchen Awards program, because the people who are actually submitting will have the certification. Everybody's on the same page.
Correct.
Yeah, I like it very much. So I have my magazine. This is the Golf Kitchen magazine. It comes out in a digital version, which you can get at golfkitchen.com. And then the magazine itself, there's nothing like holding this magazine and going through the pages. The pictures, you know, digital is great, but it just doesn't do justice. I'm looking at Greenwich Country Club in Greenwich, Connecticut. It's absolutely gorgeous with the fall colors and the country club and the golf courses that are in here. Beautiful photos. And then the menus, this chocolate cake menu. It's a, you know, I don't dare make it. I'd eat the whole thing. It's gorgeous. But then there's so many different things. The quail. And then there's a section of, isn't there some Hawaiian food in this particular issue?
Yeah, I think that is, I'm just going through that now. Isn't that with Greenwich Country Club?
I think it's with
the poke bowl.
It's wonderful.
Yeah, that's the Hawaiian dish. I thought you'd like that.
Yes, and so if you have friends, foodies, people who love to try out new things, new recipes, grilled Spanish octopus. It's perfect. You know, we love octopus in Hawaii. Or if you want to try beef tartare, you've always wanted to try it, but you've never known how to really make it. There's a wonderful recipe right here in this magazine. And if you've got somebody, here's a lobster cone. What a beautiful presentation. And they'll show you how to do the presentation. How do you put it all together? And if you've got somebody you'd like to give a gift to, it's the time. You know, it's almost Thanksgiving. Start thinking about getting a subscription to Golf Kitchen Magazine for somebody that you love or you know who's got maybe a restaurant and they're trying to keep up with all the different things that are happening in the business. And not only do you get the recipes for deviled crabs with tomato and corn relish, Old Bay Hollandaise and Johnny Cakes, you'll also get the perfect wine pairing to go with that, or the lobster carbonara with peas, fava beans, lobster mushrooms, and prosciutto. Okay, and that is also with a wine match. Okay, and all of this is at golfkitchen.com. You have an up and comer that you're featuring too, Christina Ferri. How does she pronounce her last name?
I say Ferriolo.
Okay, Ferriolo, pastry chef at Edgewood. What is she like to make? Is she a chocolatey person?
Well, when I was working with Christina, I noticed that she was brought onto Edgewood Country Club by Anthony Villanueva, who you've spoken to quite a few times on the show.
Great guy.
And, you know, she has really trained across the board, whether it be savory or pastry, but she is extremely talented at pastry, and I think that's the direction she's going in. She is the pastry chef at Edgewood at the moment, but she does enjoy savory foods as well. And she's just very, very creative, and she's willing to, you know, just to really try her hardest. She works closely with Chef Tony and Ivan, and, they work together to create some really nice things, but they give her the freedom to learn. And that's very important for a young chef, a young pastry chef, is to have freedom to experiment, even if it doesn't work out. And that's how they learn to improve their skills.
Yeah, and that's part of the certification, leadership and mentoring programs. So you're bringing, instead of keeping people down so you have your position, you elevate everyone up so everyone wins. It just makes so much sense. You know, you make everyone a star, and that makes everyone shine brighter. It's a beautiful thing to see happening. Let's go to, you know, the staffing issues that so many people are having to let go. Restaurants are closing. There are people losing their jobs. But you say staffing issues at the private golf and country clubs during COVID have been difficult trying to get younger people involved?
Yeah, there's a challenge across the country right now because, you know, the European kids aren't coming over because of the COVID thing, and now there's a shortage of really good staff in the industry. And, you know, one of the reasons I'm trying to highlight young rising talent is to try to, you know, let the young people out there know that these clubs are great places to work, especially during college. If you want to do seasonal work, they're going to pay you really good rates with benefits, et cetera, et cetera. And plus, you're a part of a family. And the members, they love getting to know the staff at their club. It's just a wonderful environment. And, you know, I think we need to get the word out there to these younger kids to give that a go.
Yeah, now there's a lot of kids that are actually leaving Hawaii because, you know, the jobs are not here right now. And they're maybe in college. How would they find out about which country clubs have openings?
I think you should just go straight to the golf club websites, particularly the big country clubs. They usually advertise their positions, or you could go to somewhere like David Myers and Associates. Usually they have open positions, but most of the clubs have you know, an employee section.
Right. So if you're in a college in a particular region, look up the country club in that area and find out if maybe they have a position, because you're in a bubble. Country clubs are popular right now because it's a bubble. The members know the members. It's like you are going into a family, extended family. Everyone's protecting each other. Am I getting this right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, they monitor the staff. A lot of the clubs will monitor the staff and say, you know, please don't go out partying with hundreds of people on your days off. You know, we need to protect each other and the membership during these COVID times. And, you know, I just think working through it together, I think the clubs are doing a fantastic job. I think the chefs are doing a fantastic job. The dining and food and beverage is really busy at a lot of clubs during COVID because they can social distance. They've had outdoor dining for a long time now, and even indoor dining, they're able to, you know, have 10 tops, you know, 10 feet apart, you know, with a limited number of people at the table. So, you know, they're coming up with some really, really innovative ideas. I mean, I even saw at the country club in Boston, they've built outdoor domes with heaters. So if you want to go and eat outside and dine outside in winter, you can actually go in. It's like a big igloo, but see-through.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
That's thinking outside the box. the igloo. you're speaking of innovation. You mentioned there's a new app that connects golfers with the bar cart.
Yeah, it's called 918, and it was actually developed by a young golfer, and it connects the food and beverage to the golfer, to the member, and to the culinary team. So, for example, if you're out there playing and you want to order drinks for your team, you can then just order it from the app, and then the bar cart girl will just bring it straight to you instead of waiting. And from what I'm understanding, the beauty of it is it speeds up play because you're not waiting for the bar cart girl to come, you know,
yeah,
the whole time.
Yeah. I want to talk to this person.
I will actually put you in touch because I was chatting to him on LinkedIn, and, you know, they're new, but I really think that he has a really innovative idea, and it's like the number 9 and then 18 written out.
Okay.
9, 8. So yeah. 9 as the number and then 18 as the word.
Yeah, this is great. So I want to get something from the cart, and I get in touch with the cart and they get my order and they deliver it. That's perfect.
Yeah, no waiting around.
Yeah, there's no waiting around, there's no wondering where. There's no, yeah, yeah. Diana DeLucia, you're fabulous. Thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you. Great to talk to you again. And have a great day, and everyone stay safe. And I'm looking forward to our next conversation.
Me too. Diana DeLucia is founder and editor-in-chief and publisher of Golf Kitchen. It's a lifestyle semi-annual magazine, coffee table books, Golf Kitchen. Her first was Golf Club World, Behind the Gates. She's an award-winning food photographer. So if you need to get a present coming up, you know, this will be sent to, and you don't have to worry about shipping. She takes care of everything because you make a subscription and just go to golfkitchen.com. Matt Adams is joining us next in the clubhouse, host of Fairways of Life. That's a free app that you can get, whether it's iOS or Android. And we always see him on Golf Channel. He's an equipment specialist. We're going to talk, yes, a Masters preview with Matt Adams after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
After 35 years in business, Aloha Power Equipment is moving to a larger location. Now it's all gotta go. Shindaibu and Mariyama up to 25% off. Honda lawnmowers starting at $329. Honda EU2200i generators for $999. All fuel, oil, and lines 25% off. Save big on used equipment, unclaimed repair jobs, display stands. Everything must go. Aloha Power Equipment's moving sale, the month of September. Come early for the best selection. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Aloha Power Equipment, Sand Island and Waipahu.
We are KPUA Hilo, K-O-R-L, Y-N-I, Honolulu, K-O-N-I, Lanai City, K-T-O-H, Kalaheo. What's worse than living with constant pain? Not doing anything about it. Back, neck, hip, knee, all things chronic pain. Who do I see? Dr. Jonathan Carlson at Hawaii Pain and Spine Clinic on Oahu, where the Aloha spirit meets innovation and patient care. Dr. Carlson is a double board certified pain specialist. Call 452-1379 now. Don't spend another hour in pain. Go to hawaiipain.com for more information. Call 452-1379, 452-1379 for an appointment at Hawaii Pain and Spine. Reclaim your life with Dr. Carlson.
Got a disaster in your business, high-rise, or home? Call MD Restoration, 24/7 emergency and disaster restoration service. We are totally COVID compliant. Floods, dirty water cleanup, fire damage repair, mold remediation, smoke damage, asbestos abatement, carpet and upholstery cleaning. Call 528-3434. We're also a licensed general contractor, insurance company experts. Need help now? MD Restoration takes the stress out of your disaster. Get MD cleaned now. Call 528-3434.
Does your golf swing have a hitch in it? Want to learn the finer points to play better? Get the fun back in your game with coaching by Master PGA Teaching Professional Claude Brousseau, Director of Instruction at Wailea Golf Academy, a Golf Channel Academy. Claude, a two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, will simplify your game. Scratch golfer or just beginner, you will improve immediately and get fast results. Call Claude at 808-856-9458 or email cbrousseau@waileagolf.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-856-9458. And have fun counting your birdies.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
Matt Adams is host of Fairways of Life. It's a free Fairways of Life app on both iOS and Android. NBC and Golf Channel host and reporter. He's a whiz at equipment. And I really want to ask him about TaylorMade Golf Company announcing a new partnership with Arcos Golf. Matt is live weekdays, 8 a.m. Eastern, and that is around the world via the apps, fairwayoflife.com. You can find him on demand at every major audio platform, including iHeart, TuneIn, iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, or where you get your podcasts. It doesn't matter. Multiple New York Times bestselling author Matt Adams' new book is The Golf Round, I'll Never Forget, 50 of Golf's Biggest Stars Recalling Their Finest Moments. Welcome into the clubhouse, Matt.
Danielle, it's always a pleasure. How are you?
Good. Excellent. And, you know, this, I got this PGA Magazine a blurb here. TaylorMade Golf Company announces new partnership with Arcos Golf, pairing the industry's leading performance equipment with advanced on-course analytics. What do you think is going to happen here?
I mean, any time that you're going to do that kind of intense measuring of your game, it's the same as when you go to see a teacher. Before that golf coach does anything with your golf swing, they know that they can save you strokes with better golf management. So the data that they're hoping that people get back is that all of a sudden they find out that they're missing greens in regulation and they normally miss to the right, or that they're slicing the ball every single time they tee it up. What it basically means is what you feel is not real.
And the data that's coming back from actual performance with club in hand hopefully will give you information that you can benefit from better game management, first and foremost. But then after that, you can see that from a marketing standpoint, they're hoping that you're going to see better performance from the equipment and the technology therein. It's a pretty good bet that you will if you actually follow your stats.
So do you think they're going to put the Arcos device in the club so it'll come with that implanted?
Probably. I mean, the companies that have done that before, that's because you're talking about premium equipment, and premium equipment carries with it a premium price for premium technology.
Yeah.
So my guess is, yeah, that's exactly what will happen.
Interesting. Okay. So, it was only a matter of time, right, with that coming around. Let's do a little Masters preview. And, of course, I'm going around looking at different stories, and I'm wondering, Jack Nicklaus was talking about Bryson DeChambeau, and he said something like he expects Bryson to be able to drive the green on number one at Augusta National, that uphill 455-yard par four, the first hole. Really?
I mean, honestly, my first reaction to that is to remember that the great thing about golf is that it's a lineage. It's a bridge from one generation to another. They may not necessarily have played together. They certainly would not have played together at the peak of their respective prowess. But there was a time when Bobby Jones said of Jack Nicklaus, he plays a game with which I am not familiar. For better or for worse, whether you like it or you don't like it, the game marches on. And where the game is right now, save for action by golf's governing bodies of some kind relative to equipment, it is a power game. And Bryson has figured out a way within the rules of golf. He's not doing anything wrong based on where the game's standards are currently. And he's maximized it with a golf swing that is very uniquely his, with golf equipment that is very uniquely his, and with a body that he has worked on both from a speed standpoint, from a strength standpoint, from an overall weight standpoint, that are all contributing to the performance that he has. So there really isn't anything that would surprise me, certainly not when you're talking about the reaction of an 80-year-old man and Jack Nicklaus looking at what Bryson DeChambeau is doing and going, I've never seen anything like this before. Every generation that looked at the best of the best at that particular time, the prior generation said, I've never seen anything like this before, and it's happening again.
Yeah, I totally. And then I was thinking, what about the ball, Jack? You wanted to roll back the ball. So is he giving that up? You know,
he's not giving up that contention at all. It's just that I think everyone is starting to realize now that what Bryson is doing is not about just the golf ball. Does his equipment contribute? Sure, it does. He's got a driver that has somewhere between 5 and 6 degrees of loft. If you can keep 5 degrees or 6 degrees of loft, the reason why I say that range is I was told that it's 5.5. I was told that it was 6.5. So I'm not sure which it actually is that he's actually playing. So if you can keep that low a degree of loft on the earth, then more power to you. That has to do with his swing plane. That has to do with his face awareness. It definitely has to do with how square he's keeping the club at impact. It has everything to do about the technology that's packed into that golf club, the technology that's in that golf shaft, which you will hear more of in the coming week when he supposedly goes to a 48-inch driver at Augusta National. It has everything to do with his training. It has everything to do with his angle of attack to the golf ball. Now we're talking about spin. We're talking about TrackMan. Yes, it has to do with the Bridgestone golf ball that he's playing. It is all of these things. So it is not one thing. You really couldn't look at one thing and say, well, if they only did this, you could play the game like it was before. But then you have to say, all right, if you're going to do a rollback or if you're going to do a stop of technology, to what era are you going to do it? To where it is right now? Are you going to roll it back to a particular point in time? Because, again, by the time that, you know, Bob Jones played with Hickory Shafts in his career, in his march to the Grand Slam. By the time Jack Nicklaus was playing, he was playing steel shafts, and by the time he finished playing, he had graphite in his clubs. So at what the game always evolves, and the technology will evolve. At what point will you say, well, this is the technology that we're comfortable with, this is where we have to draw the line? And I happen to support golf's governing bodies that they should cast forward 50 years or 100 years and go, you know what, we want to make sure that the game isn't completely different than we knew it from this time period. They want to slow it down. I get that. Uh-huh. But after that, there's a lot of factors.
Yeah, Jack, I'm quoting him. He's figured out that distance is far more important than accuracy. And that in this case, it's like you do a long drive with the long drive power. And then from there, you're on the green and then you sink the putt. But you still have to be able to putt and you still have to be able to use your wedges because you're going to probably only need a little wedge to get on the green.
But the game, at the top tier, the top performers in the game have always been about power. And again, Jack Nicklaus is a perfect example of it. He hit it longer than the vast majority of the people that he played against back in the day. Tiger did the same thing when he came out. So distance is always an advantage. I remember seeing a quote about a complaint that the PGA Tour sets up the golf courses for the bombers of the golf ball. All they do is blast out there as far as they want and wedge it on the green or the putting for birdie. That quote was from Lee Trevino from 1972. So the sentiments are not new. It's just a different generation, and the results of what they're doing are more profound for all those reasons that I had noted.
Yes. Phil Mickelson, Augusta National. Right now, I'm watching him at Memorial Park Golf Course. Not right now, but... You know, he's in the Houston Open and he's all over the place with his driver. He wants to go to a really long shaft. Is he practicing for Augusta National? Just was he over the last 2 days? I mean, I don't think he made the cut.
No, he didn't. Plus nine, he missed the cut. Every player that's in Augusta this week coming up that's playing this week is practicing shots for Augusta National. Now, there is no other Augusta National, so it's impossible to replicate conditions, but they are going to be working on flighting the golf ball, et cetera. Phil's going to supposedly show up with a 47.5-inch driver, and the only thing I can tell you is that now there's more room at Augusta National to miss, but if you're missing fairways everywhere you play in a regular tour event, going to a longer driver will not increase your accuracy. So if he's hoping to cut some corners and be in some open spots and that'll serve him better, yeah, it will, but there's some other areas that get tight at Augusta National off the tee. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't solve the accuracy problem that he's having playing on the regular tour right now just by going to a longer shaft. That is something to keep a very close eye on.
Now, why is he doing so well on the Champions Tour and having such difficulty on the PGA Tour?
It's because of setup. On the PGA Tour Champions, the rough is nowhere near as penal. There's a lot more room out there. The course is shorter than it is on the PGA Tour, so he'd be more inclined to use irons and less than driver off the tee. The more loft you have on a club, the higher the ball stays, the longer the ball stays in the face, and the straighter you're able to hit the ball because of that control. Also, the higher. So there's a whole variety of different reasons. He just doesn't have to call on the weakest part of his game with the same frequency.
Got it. And, okay, let's go to Rory McIlroy. You know, I can't help but hope that, you know, I don't want to actually say it out loud because I feel like I'm, you know, I don't. What does he have to do to overcome his cabin phobia at Augusta National?
Well, I think for Rory McIlroy, the first thing that he has to truly overcome is the lackluster start since golf kicked back in again. And, you know, everyone's rightfully saying that he had a child and all these life events. But honestly, every player that's out there is living life. They're all subject to life events. And while this is a major one for Rory McIlroy, I think he's already showing signs that he's getting back his focus. The last event that we saw him in, he had more birdies at 29 than he's had in any single PGA Tour event to this point. So I actually am encouraged by what we're seeing as yet with Rory, and I actually think we may be surprised that Rory McIlroy, when he gets to Augusta National, I mean, if you need anything to snap you back into focus, with fans there or no fans there, regardless of what excuses either that he might mutter or someone might make up for him because the media is inclined to make excuses for the stars, I think he's going to find more focus at Augusta National because he's showing us better ball striking and better performance with a flat stick. So, yeah, I feel better about Rory at Augusta this week.
Good. Yay. Okay. I'd love him to be able to close. That would be great on that one, the career Grand Slam. How about Tiger? Tiger at Augusta National in November. He wrote out this What I Did in the Past piece for Golf World. He didn't say much about what he'd do this year. It was all about, this is what I did before. but nothing about what I would do now, which is kind of Tiger-esque, right? He doesn't talk really about what he plans to do. What are your thoughts?
You know, my thoughts were when Tiger won at Augusta again and got to 15 major championships, I kind of felt like the gas was out of the tank. And I mean that respectively, but what I mean by that anyway is that I felt like everything that he was doing up to that point was about getting to that point. And I think that from what I've seen from that time, it has been a struggle for Tiger Woods to find it again. So when you're talking about Tiger and he comes before us and he says, look, I need more competitive reps, obviously there's competitive rust there. And he's expected to play in Houston this week, and then he doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
And so it causes you to say, why isn't he playing? Is it because of the back? Is it because of the physical discomfort that he's experiencing? If he's experiencing physical discomfort, it, you know, at some point, it's a little bit of a rolling of the eyes to say, you know, I'm hitting it well at home and I'm practicing a lot at home. Okay, but then you get together and you don't play well and you almost scold the media following and say, look, what do you expect? I haven't had my competitive reps. Now, if there's any place, again, where he could channel the inspiration, certainly it's at Augusta National. But right now, I think Tiger is a massive long shot. There is nothing that would indicate that Tiger is close to finding the form that would put him in contention at Augusta National. Sadly, that's my view.
I love it how you don't beat around the bush. You get straight to the point. And you're absolutely dead spot on. You know, I'd love to see him be in form. We'd all love to see him be in form. But without fans, he doesn't have anybody being his cheerleader. And if you don't have the cheerleader inside you, then at least the cheerleader outside, and it kind of gets you all revved up. And I without fans being on the course, I don't see him being able to get the juices flowing. Justin Thomas said it was hard to keep the, you know, the aggressive part of you going without having the cheers and the guys going, even if you have a bad shot, you know, we're still with you. So it's a problem.
Yeah, I think we know when you look at the Masters this year, I think the best place to look are players that are playing well given the current situations, fans, no fans, what have you. I know some are on site this week at Houston. But, you know, I look at the form of someone like a Jon Rahm, and I think that he's one to keep an eye on. I think in terms of total driving, distance, accuracy, overall game performance, I'll give you a dark horse. I think that Daniel Berger is one to keep a very close eye on in the week that lies ahead. I've been very encouraged by what I've seen from Jason Day this week, because if you look at Jason Day's performance, it's all peaks and valleys. Now, when he finds the valley, it's missed cuts, it's withdrawals, and hurt this and hurt that. I get it, but when he goes through his stretches of 4 or 5 weeks, it's top finishes like a tie for fourth at the PGA Championship. And if he has that flat stick working at Augusta National, I think Jason Day is one to keep an eye on once again. So those are the players where I think JT has been playing very well. Obviously, I think that if you look at players who are playing well through this stretch, then those are the ones that I would put most stock in at Augusta National. I know it's a magical place, but I just don't have a lot of faith right now that players that don't currently have form are going to find it at Augusta.
Yeah, I like JT too. How about DJ?
Johnson. Obviously DJ lost a couple of weeks with the COVID-19, so I think this week is a good indication of how he's going to do, and he's had a little bit of a birdie run over the last few days. So I think DJ is definitely one of the favorites. I realize that he's world number one. There's just something about him at Augusta National this year that I don't feel 100% like he's the guy to watch. I feel more strongly about, you know, like I said, Jon Rahm or Xander Schauffele or Berger or Day than I do even about Dustin Johnson, just in my heart, just if I were betting on it. But that would be the way that I would go, because the other players, I think they have control and they have the putter working.
Excellent. Now, Jordan Spieth had a great run going for a while. I mean, he's got it on, and then it's like it falls apart. What do you see when you watch Jordan Spieth?
I just think he's having trouble hitting the fairway that measures 5 inches between the ears, to quote, paraphrase quote, Bobby Jones again. I think it's it's clearly not about execution and performance, because he's been there and he's done that, and he keeps telling us he's close, and we don't see anything that indicates that he's any closer than he's been. I just think he's fighting a lot of demons in his head, and I think those demons are demons of doubt right now. So it's a long road. I mean, it's interesting to me that you're hearing more and more voices of prominence. We're talking about players that have played at the highest level that are openly suggesting that it might be time that Jordan Spieth have somebody new take a look at his golf swing, a fresh set of eyes, a fresh perspective, something that might help him find and channel the champion that still is within there somewhere. It's just going further and further away.
You know, and that's a really good point, because if it had been anybody else going this long with absolutely no change, they would have already changed. If you look at all the people who have had difficulties with their swing, they changed their swing, whatever. Whoever they needed, they thought. A putter, somebody who could give them the short game, somebody who could give them a good new swing. But he's so loyal, is it? It's family?
It's like family, yeah. It's been that long. So I do think if you look at the character of a person and say, well, there's merit in loyalty, he's more than demonstrated that. There's clearly something else going on with Jordan Spieth. And unfortunately, whether you're talking about an agent change, a coach change, a caddy change, whatever these changes are that spur, inspire, you know, a different level of play, oftentimes the person that gets left by the wayside is not in any way at fault for what's going on at that present point in time. It's just the individual needs change for the sake of change, to trigger some solid play at a different perspective. And whether that's right or not for Jordan Spieth, I don't honestly know. I will tell you that you're hearing it from more and more people that do and have been there, and they're saying that he needs to do something to change his environment.
Matt Adams, you are awesome. Period. Matt Adams is host of Fairways of Life, and that app is free Android and iOS via the Fairways of Life app. Okay, you can find him on Golf Channel. I love what you're doing on Golf Channel. I saw you hosting. Of course, he's reporting. He's an equipment expert. He's on Morning Drive. He's on Golf Central. And for Fairways of Life, Matt is live weekdays at 8 Eastern around the world via the apps. Or you can go to fairwaysoflife.com and you can get on any of the platforms, wherever you get your podcast. You can get Fairways of Life, okay? A great show. Thanks for being on the show again, Matt.
Daniel, you are a legend. Thank you so much for the time.
Aloha. Thank you. We're going to thank the people who make this show possible. We have, of course, Aloha Power Equipment. They've got their moving sale. It's continuing. You know, when you're moving from one place to another, you don't want to schlep all the stuff with you? Well, until that store is empty, Shindaiwa and Maruyana is up to 25% off. Yes, Shindaiwa and Maruyama, 25% off. Honda lawnmowers, starting at $329. Aloha Power Equipment is where you go for your power equipment needs. That's Waipahu or the Sand Island store. Everything you need to weed it, whack it, mow it, and blow it. That's Aloha Power Equipment, your Honda superstore. What's worse than living with constant pain? It's being afraid not to do something about it. I mean, you got to go get off the couch. You've got to do something about it, and it's not painful, okay? Who do you see? Well, you can go see who I see, and he's done great things for me. Call Dr. Jonathan Carlson. The number is 452-1379. His manner is understanding. And he's got one thing top of mind, eliminating the pain, getting you back on the golf course. Isn't that what you would love to do, is to get back out and be able to walk or ride and walk and get in and out of the golf cart without it hurting all the time? That's right. Okay, so you go see Dr. Jonathan Carlson, and the number is 452-1379. That is the Hawaii Pain and Spine Clinic in Kailua, where the Aloha spirit meets innovation and patient care. And Bayview Golf Course, beautiful Kaneohe, of course, Oahu's best value in golf. The double-deck driving range with top tracer at each station is open, socially distanced, of course. And the tee times are fewer, socially distanced. Have fun at Bayview. I spend a lot of time there. I love Bayview. If you've got a flood or a fire disaster, you call MD Restoration 24/7. And they are, as well as they are contractors, licensed contractors. So not only can they clean everything up, they can put it back together. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2020.